Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you this day. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for preserving our lives. Thank you for your leading, for your counsel, for your daily provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you, Lord, for a large cost. Blessed be your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for all manners of testimonies that you have given as a result of the meeting. And we say glory be unto your holy name. We commit today's broadcast into your hands and we pray, Lord, that you breathe upon it. And indeed, Lord, Jehovah God, let each and every one of us, let us receive that word in due season, the word for the now. For your glory, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The God of All Seasons. The God of All Seasons. And I'm taking my text from the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 20 to verse 23. Daniel 2, reading from verse 20 to 23. This is, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes time and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells within. To you, O God of my Father, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are talking about the God of all seasons, the God of all seasons. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that no matter the season of your life you may be going through, God is aware. Every season of life may be going through, there is a purpose, there is a reason for it. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, say, for everything there is a season, everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under the heavens. So, brothers and sisters, there is a reason for it, there is a purpose. So, what you need to ask God is that, what should I learn from my experience? This situation I am going through, what should I learn? Because we have seen that Daniel 2 that we read in verse 22. He said, he reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness and the light dwells within. So he knows all things. So when you are going through that situation and you are wondering what is happening, why don't you go to the Lord and ask him that, Father, what should I learn from this my experience? And indeed, he that revealed deep and hidden things, he will reveal unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the God of all season. I want you to also know that God has the capacity to change times and season. So seek his help when you are going through those challenging seasons. By that same text that we read in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, he says, he changes times and seasons. He changes times and seasons. So he can change that season. That season that appears gloomy, God can turn it around. And indeed, it will give you a renewed season, a new season of joy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to know is that the so-called king of today that you are depending on can be removed by God. So why do you put your trust in that king that can be removed rather than putting your trust in God? In that same Daniel 2 verse 21, see, he changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He has the power to remove kings. Do not put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. The Bible also tells us in the book of Psalm 146, reading from verse 3. It says, put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. In verse 4, it says, when his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. So, brothers and sisters, do not put your trust in man, because man can fail you. Man can disappoint you. Even when he doesn't want to disappoint you, he can still, because he's not God. He's limited. His resources are limited. Apart from the resources, like you have read here, he can also perish himself. So, brothers and sisters, that season you are going through, ask God for help. Put your trust in God, and God himself will deliver you in the name of our Lord Jesus. I want us to also know that God has set boundaries for the season. Whatever season we are going through, there is a boundary that God has set. Everything has its expiring date. Brothers and sisters, that season, God is going to turn it around for you. In the book of Psalm 74, verse 17, it says, you have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and you also made winter. The Bible tells us in Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. It says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So, weeping may endure in the night. You may weep in the night, but that season of weeping will come to an end, and God will take you to a new season of joy, a new season of fruitfulness, a new season of victory. The Almighty God, who is the God of all season, will take you to that new season in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that every season is a confirmation of the awesomeness of God and his creative power. Every season we are going through, he confirms that how awesome this God is and his creative power. Psalm 136, verse 8 to 9, says, the sun, God created the sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. He makes the moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who created the sun for the day is the same person that created the moon and the stars to rule in the night. It shows the awesomeness of God. Brothers and sisters, that situation, that season you are going through, God is aware and he will deliver you in the name of Jesus if the season is not a good season. And if it's a good season, the Almighty God will continue to keep you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 104 verse 24, it says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Brothers and sisters, everything that you are going through confirms that this God is awesome. He confirms the creative power of God. He confirms the greatness of our God. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And the more you look unto him, the more he will come strong on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I want us to know that God makes everything beautiful in his time. His timing will bring beauty out of the ashes of your life. That ashes of your life, God will turn into beauty. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 10, say, he has made everything beautiful well in its time. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Psalm 30 verse 11 says, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Give thanks to him. At his time, he makes all things beautiful. He will turn your mourning into dancing. That sackcloth that you are wearing, the Almighty God will remove it and give you a new cloth of gladness, a new cloth of joy, a new cloth of peace, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that you need to stay rooted in him. Stay rooted in the Lord. Do not allow yourself to be moved by the situation, but rather put your trust in him. The more you stay rooted in him, you will be able to bring forth fruit at the appointed season. Psalm 1 verse 3 says, he is like a tree planted in the stream of water that yields its fruit in its season, and his leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prosper. God will cause you to prosper in all your doings in the name of Jesus. Your leaf will not wither in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will yield fruit in due season in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I also want us to know that we need to continue to soak ourselves in the Word of God. Soak yourself in the Word of God. No matter what you are going through, read the Word of God, feed upon the Word of God. Let the Word of God guide you. Let the Word of God comfort you. Let the Word of God strengthen you. And as you do so, the Almighty God will take you out of that situation. Because in that situation, God is in it. God is in it. God is ready to deliver you. And indeed, he will deliver you. He has done it in the past. He will do it again. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mystery and God of all comfort. He is the God of all comfort. He will comfort you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Always remember that even though God changes seasons, he remains the same. He changes seasons, he remains the same. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, is the same forever. He changeth not. Brothers and sisters, if he can deliver A from that situation, he can deliver B too. So hold on to the Word of God. Continue to trust in him. Continue to believe in him. Know that that season you are going through, that God is there. And he will continue to be with you. He will continue to strengthen you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And then when you are going through even a hard season, you need to know that every season there is something to do. What are you doing? The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, Genesis 8:26, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. There is a time to plant the seed, and there is a time to harvest. Maybe the time you are going through now is the time of planting, but if you fail to plant, you may not be able to harvest. May you be able to do the needful in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that indeed, Lord, you may be able to have your harvest in due season, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, we are talking about the God of all season. You need to know this God to take you through that season. No matter the season you are going through, he can keep you, he can guide you, he can direct you, he can deliver you, he can counsel you, he can reveal hidden things to you. But you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So why don't you take that step of faith this day and just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today with a broken and a contrite heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me all my sins. I surrender my life unto you. And I declare that Jesus is my Lord and my personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this, your children. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life and let them never go back to their vomit. In Jesus' name. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be with you. It will guide and direct your path. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.